I'm now speaking with Bob Edgar. Dr. Bob Edgar is the president and CEO of Common Cause. He was elected to the U.S. House of Representatives in 1974 as part of the congressional class nicknamed the Watergate Babies, those elected in the wake of the Watergate scandal and who led sweeping reforms of Congress. Bob ran unsuccessfully for the U.S. Senate in 1986 against Arlen Specter, and that race fueled his frustration with the undue influence of money in politics. He became an active supporter of clean elections and campaign finance reform. So let me ask you, Dr. Edgar, just at the top here, what I was struck by, and I'm sure you found the memorial last night very moving, and the president's speech was, I think, quite extraordinary. But what I have learned since is, and I wondered why the Speaker of the House, John Boehner, wasn't there. And then I found out today that he wasn't there because he was at a fundraiser. And I'm just astounded to learn that.
I share your astonishment. I was pleased with Speaker Boehner last Saturday when he said an attack on one member of the House is an attack on all. And his response to the tragedy in Tucson was very positive up till yesterday. But I find it very strange that the new Speaker of the House of Representatives chose to stay in Washington. He did use an excuse that he had organized a prayer vigil and the Air Force One took off before the end of that prayer vigil in the House. But it was clear that the government of the United States, and in fact the president's plane fleet, is such that the Speaker of the House could have commandeered an airplane and been side by side with not only the president but John McCain and others, respecting the horrific nature of this tragedy. So it was a surprise, and I think it was unfortunate on the part of the leader of the House not to fully participate.
And he was at a fundraiser, though, as well as the prayer.
That's correct. And I think at a fundraiser points out the fact that the leadership on both sides have warned new members of Congress that they should spend 20, 30 hours a week raising money for their reelections. We've seen with Citizens United case coming down from the Supreme Court, giving corporations and labor unions the ability to dip into their corporate treasuries, that there's been a huge growth in the amount of money spent on campaigns, and money is corroding the system.
Well, I think this, you can clearly now, in retrospect from the last elections, you can make the linkage between Citizens United's Supreme Court decision and the enormous success of the Republicans, because they got most of the money from these invisible groups that weren't required to reveal who the big donors were, and they spent it very strategically, and they got their results.
Well, in the last 4 years, 70% of the legislation going through the Senate has been blocked by a handful of senators with the use of the filibuster as an obstruction. And a bill that would have forced more disclosure, called Disclose, passed the Senate by 59 votes in the Senate, but did not pass because it didn't have the 60 supermajority votes needed to get it passed. Mm-hmm. Citizens United is going to have a negative impact even further in the 2012 election. Suppose there's a rogue corporation or a super wealthy individual who dislikes the incumbent president or dislikes one of the candidates running for either party for president. They can now, given that Supreme Court decision, simply put down $1 billion at the start of a presidential race and influence completely the outcome of the race. And in House districts, 5 million, 10 million can be put in to defeat candidates who voted for the health care bill or voted against something that a corporation or a large individual didn't want. Bill Moyers is a friend of mine, and Bill came to the 40th anniversary of Common Cause back in October, and as president of Common Cause, we were honored to have him there. And he indicated in his later to me privately that he thinks this is the most dangerous time in American history, where democracy is really threatened. It's threatened not only by the harsh hate speech rhetoric that many politicians are now using, but even further, it's impacted by the corrosive nature of money in politics and the fact that at the end of reform, there'll be lobbyists, but currently, money is more important than the talking points of those lobbyists, and we're just moving closer to having corporate America dictate our policies. The rich are getting richer, the poor are getting poorer. The new chair of the board at Common Cause is a guy by the name of Robert Reich, who is labor secretary. He wrote a book called Aftershock, where he points out that shortly before the Depression, the rich were getting richer and the poor were getting poorer. And he pointed the comparison to our own time, where it's exponentially, hugely separated from the wealthy and the corporate leaders and the rank and file. And that's a very dangerous sign moving forward in terms of economic distress.
Let me remind this audience, I'm speaking with the president and CEO of Common Cause, Bob Edgar, who served 11 years in the United States Congress. And the Citizens United vote, by the way, the reason that I understand that Justice Kennedy voted with the hard right four, the very conservative four, is that he thought that there would be disclosure. And it turned out that there isn't disclosure. And I know Kennedy actually showed up last night at the memorial, but it feels like Kennedy got snookered by the more ideological ultra-right conservatives on the court who I think I don't know where their political partisanship ends and their judicial reasoning begins, but Let's get back to the main subject here, if I can, Dr.
Well, actually, I think the Citizens United is part of the main subject.
Yeah.
Had Sandra Day O'Connor still been in the courts, the decision would have been 5-4 the other direction.
Right.
And it's clear that both Sandra Day O'Connor and Justice Stevens think that it's one of the worst decisions that the court has made. And no one that I know of in either political party thought that corporations and labor unions did not have voice before last January 21st when the Supreme Court decision came down. And I think it's just another tool in the tool chest of ultra-conservative political folk and wealthy folk who are working hard to take back or take over the government of the United States and the political system. Every speech I give, either to a secular audience or a religious audience today, I get them to quote, "We are the leaders we've been waiting for." Mm-hmm. I think last night at the memorial service, the president was catching some of that tone and saying, even a 9-year-old child can lead us in a new direction. And my prayerful hope is that the good that will come out of the tragedy will be a tempering down of hate speech and offensive speech, and the Democrats and Republicans will find a way to really make this a people and by the people.
Well, I just wonder, though, that whether in spite of the wonderful rhetoric and the powerful sentiment and the exhibition that Barack Obama is both a political leader and a moral leader, and the country clearly desperately needs leadership in both directions. Nevertheless, we mentioned that while this was all happening, John Boehner was at a fundraiser. Now, he's the new head of the House. He says that when he assumed the head of the 112th Congress that they're going to give the government back to the American people. And there was an op-ed recently, an editorial recently in the New York Times describing Boehner's House of Representatives as the corporate house. and was suggesting that it was clear, particularly because of the memo that Darrell Issa sent out to 150 business and trade groups soliciting their input on how to get rid of regulations, that this was going to be the Republicans' real plan is to serve their corporate masters. So just give us, finally, a sense of whether the kind of moral leadership and lofty rhetoric that the president exhibited last night makes any difference in the town that you work in on a daily basis, Dr. Edgar, trying to clean up Dodge and get money out of politics.
Well, let me first say something about Congressman Issa's letter to 150 corporations. It really smacked of the same kind of thing that Vice President Cheney did when he brought the energy companies in to write the environmental energy legislation in the former Bush administration. It's insider trading and then some. And the thought of a congressman asking corporations what regulations you want reduced, think about Love Canal. What would we have said to those corporations? Tell us how you can reduce the regulations so you can spread the toxic substances that were exposed at Love Canal. I think that's a tragedy. Now, on your point, I think that the president's speech is one baby step in the right direction. I think that perhaps Leader Boehner might be embarrassed enough because of going to a fundraiser rather than to the memorial service. Maybe he'd listen to some of us who have suggested that the Democrats and Republicans go together on retreat. I don't think just sitting together at a State of the Union is the way to do it, but I do think there's been too much this side versus that side. When I served in Congress, we had a whole host of Republicans that once elected worked with the Democrats, and we were often fighting conservative Democrats more than we were fighting people like Jake Javits in New York or Senator Brooks from Massachusetts or Hines and Swiker from Pennsylvania. There were Republicans and Democrats who said, how do we solve the problems of our nation? And we're not going to have a very strong nation moving forward unless the House and Senate find ways to think carefully and collaboratively about the enormous problems that we face. And last night was a baby step in the right direction.
Well, I thank you so much for joining us here on Background Briefing, Dr. Bob Edgar.
It's good to be with you. People can ask me questions at our website or just emailing me at redgar@commoncause.org.
Well, thank you again, Dr. Edgar. I've been speaking with Bob Edgar, who is the president and CEO of Common Cause. He was elected to the United States House of Representatives in 1974 as part of the congressional class nicknamed the Watergate Babies, those elected in the wake of the Watergate scandal and who led the sweeping reforms of the Congress. He served, of course, for six terms in the Congress and was also formerly the head of the National Council of Churches. Let's take a brief station break, and we'll be back talking with a presidential historian about whether or not a president can be both a political and a moral leader.